Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can tweet me throughout the show at Grant H. Paulson. If you can't get through on the phones, 800-636-1067. Those are available for you as well. The big lead asking, who's going to be the face of the NFL post-Tom Brady? And I want to get your thoughts on that. I gave you my take. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. I think quarterback is almost a prerequisite here. You might be able to go with another guy at a skill position, receiver or running back, but it's the easiest to sell players who people recognize when they take their helmets off. That's not an offensive lineman. It's very rarely a defensive lineman. A guy like J.J. Watt is absolutely recognizable, clearly. But the position just makes it tough, I think, for him to get the credit he would deserve. So I'm going with a QB. One sleeper pick here that I would have, if he turns into the player I think he's capable of in the next few seasons, would be Jameis Winston. Because Tampa Bay is going to be good. That offense is going to be awesome this year. He's going to be slinging the ball around to some of the best weapons in football. If he goes out this season and puts up 4,400 yards and 36 touchdowns and 19 interceptions and has a quarterback rating in the mid-90s and they win 11 games, it's going to be the beginning of Winston, who's only going to be a third-year pro this year, kind of taking over as one of those top 10 passers in the game. None of this is out of the realm of possibility. He's being surrounded in a good offense with good weapons. He's 23 years old. He was the top pick in the draft, and he's really been a standout at every level, dating back to his time at Florida State. His only knock to this point has been he makes a lot of mistakes. He throws a lot of picks, but he also makes a lot of big throws and big plays. He's a guy that I would say is in the running. But I think it's got to be a QB. Now, I'd be surprised if it wasn't. Looking at some of your responses on Twitter, a few people are saying Cam Newton. Here's why I don't think Cam could be a face of the NFL. There's just too much baggage there. I mean, this is a guy that's gotten benched to start a game because he refused to dress the way his coach wanted him to dress. Corey has a tweet here. He says, I have to go with Cam Newton, the caveat being he stops pouting after losses. Nobody likes a whiner. That's the next point. Remember, he took the Super Bowl so poorly. I mean, that is a damaging way to be viewed, and you don't get to just wash that off after a season or two. I mean, that's not to say we should hold that against him forever. But it hasn't really changed. You know, last year, same thing. After bad losses, he acted like a child. He's never really learned how to lose. I think that that doesn't go very well. And that's not to say that Tom Brady likes losing either, who's the current face of the NFL. But you're never going to see him walk off the podium after a Super Bowl. He lost two of them to the New York Giants. Real Guy Loren says he thinks it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. To be face, you have to be one, good, two, a winner. Says he could see Dak or Jameis. So he's with me kind of on the Winston up-and-comer. Prescott has, I think, the easiest path to becoming the face of the league because he plays for the Cowboys. I made this case recently with Aaron Judge of the Yankees. It's easier for a guy like Aaron Judge to become the most recognizable and important and influential player in baseball than Mike Trout. Not because he's better. Trout's infinitely better than him and everyone else, it seems like. But Trout plays with the Angels in Anaheim. And they're now called L.A. They claim one of the biggest markets in the country. They're not really L.A. I've been to the Big A. You have to drive a while from Los Angeles. It's not that close to Chavez Ravine. L.A.'s team is the Dodgers. So they can put L.A. on the jerseys if they want to from a marketing standpoint. That's not really the market that they are. Anybody checking out ESPN 8 The Ocho today? The fellas in the production room showed me this a few minutes ago. Darren Revelle tweeted out the schedule. So for those of you not following this, you go back About 14 years ago when the movie Dodgeball came out, there was a throwaway line in Dodgeball, which is actually a really funny movie with a lot of quotable moments, where they referred to ESPN8, The Ocho, an obscure sports quarterly, a magazine, and their infatuation with Dodgeball when they're trying to figure out how to make enough money to save Average Joe's gym. And they end up playing in this dodgeball tournament for the money on ESPN 8 The Ocho, which is a fake channel. Today, because it's August 8th here in 2017, well over a decade later, the bit has come to fruition. ESPN 8 is happening. The Ocho is a thing today. The schedule's been released of kind of what they're doing all day long, and it's hilarious. So I saw this off Darren Revelle's Twitter account. Midnight, when you guys were sleeping earlier this morning, the American Disc Golf Championship was held on ESPN 8, The Ocho. Now, these things apparently are always happening, and we just don't know about it. They're just being aired today on this channel so that we get to see them for the first time in forever. It's hysterical. So just like in the movie, all of the most obscure, strangest sports are getting run on television. And I can't stop watching this thing. It's a wacky one-off, and it's probably just something that couldn't play all the time. You couldn't actually have this channel, and it wouldn't get any ratings because no one cares about most of these games and sports. But because it's kind of a fluky, fun little thing, I'm in on it. So the first thing they did today was American Disc Golf. I played disc golf once. Probably will never play it again. I watch if it's on ESPN. Now, I didn't wake up at midnight to do it, but if it was on right now, I'd be watching it. Roller Derby Championships at 2 a.m. Sky Zone Ultimate Trampoline Dodgeball at 4 a.m. Thommy showed me some of the videos from that. Basically, it's just a bunch of dudes jumping around on trampolines playing dodgeball. They aired that for an hour and a half on ESPN 8 The Ocho today. 5:30 this morning, they had a Firefighters World Challenge. I've seen those air before, like on a weekend afternoon. Entertaining enough. 9 a.m. World Dart Championships. They just wrapped up. We just watched that. A little bit later today, the 2017 Championship of Bags. You wouldn't watch the greatest, most competitive cornhole players in the country and the world going at it for a prize? Of course you would. Arm wrestling. The best of the world arm wrestling league. The 2016 championships are on right now. Tommy and Dor watching that in the production room. They've got... Now, what is Street Fighter? EVO 2017 World Championship Street Fighter.
It's a video game. EVO is a tournament-style video game conference in Las Vegas, and they taped it live this year.
So this is the actual Street Fighter that I know and that everyone's played.
Yeah, it's two guys that have probably won their bracket to get to the final, and they're pretty much in front of 12,000 people in a basketball stadium playing video games on a big screen.
Okay, I don't know if this qualifies to me for the right. Like, this is not... Everything else is being played and is competitive and physical and active. They're not doing video games. There's, like, places like, what is it, Twitch, where you can watch people compete in video games all the time?
But Street Fighter is not as big of a video game, so that's why I think it's on the Ocho, rather than, like, Call of Duty or...
Yeah, that would annoy me. What is the Moxie Games at 5 p.m. tonight?
Powerlifting.
Ooh, I'll watch powerlifting. That's okay. And then the U.S. Ultimate Championship. Is that Ultimate Frisbee?
Yes.
I think this is a great idea. Is there any chance that this works out well enough that we get multiple days? Not that they'll do it tomorrow, but that maybe ESPN 8 The Ocho, because they're taking over ESPNU. ESPNU doesn't have programming year-round that matters. College football, college basketball season, what are they doing normally?
Well, I would say the only time that it probably could be something else is like June and July.
Why not? Fine. Don't they have the bandwidth? They could create a stupid ESPN 8 channel. Why couldn't they do that?
All of this stuff is on, like, ESPN 3 all the time.
But that's online?
Yeah.
You got to seek that out. I want to be able to just bump into it on a Sunday on my couch, flipping through channels. I would never bump into dodgeball on a trampoline.
They should do it every August 8th until the world ends.
I think that at least is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
We're at a point where that, to me, is... I think enough people have talked about this. There's been enough run about this that absolutely they should do that. And Obscure Sports Quarterly, the magazine that they got in Dodgeball, should also be a thing at this point. At least on August 8th. Why not? 8-8-2017. What's the significance? Just ESPN 8 The Ocho?
And yeah, just 8.
It's got two 8s, like a wedding date that somebody wants? It's kind of cool. It's a good deal. We'll get to the double play next. The Beltway Blitz at noon and at 12:18. Got a little hypothetical I want to bounce off you. Charlie Slows, Chris Russell, both on the show later today. A lot going on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.